It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning, and it's the segment that the pilgrims listened to while sailing over on the Mayflower.
Wow.
A bad reception.
That's
though.
So nice.
It was only AM radio back then, oh. So yeah, it was a little bit different.
Gosh.
But it is.
Covinsanity!
If you haven't heard it before, Covinsanity is where we talk about some of the funniest and strangest news stories going on during the pandemic. There's a guy in the UK who was so lonely from working from home, he bought 2 geese to keep him company in his house.
Oh, those are angry birds.
I hate geese.
Yeah, geese are
I have a friend that has a duck, and the duck is supposed to be amazing as a pet.
Cute.
Is there, I mean...
Yeah, I think the geese are a little bit more aggressive.
Okay.
Yes,
yeah,
so aggressive.
Yeah.
Geese.
I think just
yeah.
geese.
Well, whatever.
Yeah.
But... they made so much noise with their honking at all hours of the night. He's now even more sad because one of the neighbors called the cops on him and he's going to have to give the geese up.
Hey,
or Thanksgiving dinner.
I was just going to say that.
Meanwhile, in India, a guy went to the hospital for COVID. He ended up beating it. And once
good.
He got home, he felt so lonely being stuck in quarantine, he purchased a different animal for companionship, a black king cobra.
What?
Whoa! Oh my gosh,
yep.
man. No
Why is
way.
Your instinct not
where,
just puppy?
Where are you buying
that...
these things?
Amazon.
Well, after the first 24 hours, the cobra ended up biting the guy on the neck.
Of course.
And he's back in the ICU again.
Okay.
Oh,
buddy. Wish him a speedy recovery.
Another weekend, another underground swingers party getting busted. This time there was an 80-person get-together in Queens.
80?
Yep.
Wow.
Queens, New York. They were already a few hours into the festivities when the cops raided the place and they broke the party up.
Oh my God.
Oh
are the
my
cops
God.
Excited about this type of raid? Or are they like,
ew. I don't think
yeah.
so. I mean, you don't have to strip search anybody, but
yeah.
you guys, they just throw a bunch of cuffs in. You guys yeah. arrest yourselves.
We're doing another edition of
Covinsanity.
Finding the not-so-serious stories happening during the outbreak. And more events continue to be canceled. And this just in, the annual ceremony for Groundhog Day in February will not be open to the public this year.
Whoa!
That makes sense. You don't want a bunch of people crowding
yeah.
around a groundhog hole.
Yeah.
There's one weird family that travels every year
yeah,
for this.
To find
it's like, oh, great.
But this year, you're only going to be able to watch that little dude see his shadow or not online.
I'll
okay.
still watch.
Yeah.
Beauty.
It's the only way I ever took it in to begin with.
yeah.
Now, this may come as a surprise to some of you, but there's still tons of people who are willing to get on a cruise ship right now.
I just...
Yeah.
What are you guys thinking?
You hit a certain age and the cruise ships just start calling to you, though.
Well, turns out Royal Caribbean has already had over 100,000 people volunteer
what?
For their offer to take a free cruise.
No, that is not good.
Because they're testing out their COVID safety
what? Measures. I thought they're just testing society. Like, guys, it's a test. Just say no.
So the people coming up with the vaccines are having to beg, borrow, and plead to get people to try these things out.
Yeah.
But a cruise ship is like, oh, no, come.
Yeah, I'll be
see if you get it.
We need to check out our system.
Catch me in the limbo line.
Yes.
I'm out of here, guys.
This is the first time Titanic is actually a best case scenario for a cruise.
So dark.
I'm sorry.
I love it.
In Australia, though, outdoor parties have been limited to 30 people.
Okay.
But outdoor weddings can have up to 150 people.
But
whoa.
Their numbers
dude,
are so good.
I know. Australia's killing it right
yeah.
now. Well, in a good way.
Yeah, they're not killing it.
Yeah. Thank you.
So, in order to have more people at their high school graduation party, 2 dudes got married. Even though they're straight.
They're straight.
There's 2 straight dudes got married so that they could have more people attend their high school graduation party.
Everyone can think of the 2 douchey guys from their high school that would do that.
Straight. Like, oh, I'll do it for the party, man.
And finally, a new survey asked people if they're creating any new traditions this year because of the pandemic.
Yeah.
And they found the top 5 answers. Brooke, you need to check any of these off. Like, let us know if you're doing them, okay? Number 5 is making a specific recipe as a family.
Aww.
We're not yet. My family has been pushing back against my ideas to unify us.
Oh.
So I'm working on it.
I thought you were just having the maids cook everything, so you're not doing it together. Number 4 is making homemade decorations.
Oh, yeah.
Number 3 is having 1 day over the weekend where everyone disconnects from their devices.
Ooh, We're not happening in my household.
Nope. We've been trying to do that on the weekends, and it's not going very well.
Yeah. You're doing the opposite for Thanksgiving. You're forcing everybody to be on Zoom.
Everyone go to your rooms and get on Zoom.
More screen time.
Yeah.
Number two is doing Zoom meals with extended family. That's going to be new for everybody.
I'm for sure doing that.
And the number one new Thanksgiving tradition this year because of COVID. And Brooke, I'll just let you know before I tell you, the entire staff is excited about this.
Okay.
Is rich people dropping off presents at poorer people's houses. Well, I'm just very excited for you and your family
to swing by.
No, this is what people are doing.
I'm so excited now.
You pick up, like, you're like, I'm richer than you. I shall bring you a present.
Yeah.
That is the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
Knock on the door. Hi, are you poor? Because you look poor from outside. So we have these gifts for you.
Just slide some money through the little mail slot.
I noticed a pet ferret. I thought that you could use this.
All right, well, I'm going to be waiting for you to stop by, Brooke. I'm just telling you.
Come to my
house.
I'm
not bringing you guys presents.
Oh.
Yay, yeah.
Negotiate better, okay?
Typical Fox family. Those are the COVID-sane feel-good stories coming out of the outbreak. Your phone tap's happening right after this.